On the afternoon of December 7, 1962, Baltimore City Hall was flag-draped. Outside, bands were playing. Inside, in the ceremonial room, officials busied themselves. TV cameras hovered. A new mayor was being sworn in, though he had not been elected. His name was Philip Goodman, and he took the oath of office as mayor because the elected mayor, J. Harold Grady, had resigned to accept a position as a judge on the Baltimore City Circuit Court. So Goodman, then president of the city council, automatically became mayor, and the history that led him to this moment and the time he would serve in office make up not just a Baltimore story, but an American saga. Goodman came to America and ultimately to Baltimore as a boy of five from war-torn Europe. He could not speak the language. He suffered from the effects of a life on the run, always this side of starvation. But at 17, he found himself in Baltimore City College, weighing 102 pounds. To build his body, he took up wrestling and won match after match. He became so expert that he wound up as a wrestling coach at Loyola College and then was selected to represent the United States as a wrestler at the 1936 Olympics in Berlin. But with no sympathy for the Nazis, he refused. He graduated the University of Baltimore Law School and then found a place for himself in local politics. And as part of what was known as the 3G ticket, Grady for mayor, Goodman for president of the city council, R. Walter Graham for comptroller. And in 1959, the ticket won. After 5 months as mayor, filling in for Grady, who had moved on to a judgeship, Goodman ran for a full term and lost to Theodore R. McKeldin. On May 1, 1975, at age 60, having beaten poverty, malnutrition, and persecution, and now fit and strong with a wrestler's hardened body, he collapsed and died. The old wrestler had finally met his match.